For every jobless louse. The cuts were all hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Ine soon would be there. The jobless were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of moochers danced in their heads. Rand Paul in his bootstraps and Cruz in his cap had settled the matter. It's really a snap. See, the poor have too much. The jobless are lazy. If we give them much less, they'll get hired like crazy. Food stamps as well, we'll chop them right up. And if they really must eat, let them pee in a cup. Paul Ryan or Booten, 4 million strong. Sure, sequester was ease, till the next cliff comes along.
Hi, and Merry Christmas. I'm honored to have a chance to speak with you and your family this year. Recently, we learned that our governments, working in concert, have created a system of worldwide mass surveillance, watching everything we do. Great Britain's George Orwell warned us of the danger of this kind of information. The types of collection in the book, microphones and video cameras, TVs that watch us, are nothing compared to what we have available today. We have sensors in our pockets that track us everywhere we go. Think about what this means for the privacy of the average person. A child born today will grow up with no conception of privacy at all. They'll never know what it means to have a private moment to themselves, an unrecorded, unanalyzed thought. And that's a problem, because privacy matters. Privacy is what allows us to determine who we are, and who we want to be. The conversation occurring today will determine the amount of trust we can place both in the technology that surrounds us and the government that regulates it. Together, we can find a better balance, end mass surveillance, and remind the government that if it really wants to know how we feel, asking is always cheaper than spying. For everyone out there listening, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
I'm addressing this video to President Obama.
Sal Lizard.
My name is Sal Lizard. I'm an actor and a stand-up comic and a pleaser of women.
Santa, if you will. Well, I understand you don't like to say happy holidays. Why?
I can't find any reference where Santa's ever said anything other than Merry Christmas.
You know why it's important for gals to leave Santa cookies?
Why is that?
Because if they don't, I'm going to lick their pie.
What's the response to all
the hundreds and thousands of kids that you've come across in all these years that you've been Santa's helper?
Well, what can I say? Children are wonderful.
Jesus was a white man, too.
You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda.
Santa is white. Santa is white. Jesus was a white man, too. How do you change Santa from white to black? Jesus was a white man, too.
But you still get unlimited breadsticks. Folks, last week I defended Fox News senior ice sculptor Megyn Kelly after liberals attacked this good woman for saying Santa Claus is white. Now, Kelly has support from prominent African Americans like Bill O'Reilly. I don't see race, but I assume he's black because, his name sounds black. O'Reilly, O'Neill, Obama. Brother Bill, represent.
Ms. Kelly is correct. Santa was a white person. The historical truth is that St. Nicholas, the prototype for Santa, was white. He was born sometime around 280 AD in Asia Minor. Now the country known as Turkey.
See, he was from Turkey, just the white meat part. But you know, hate is gonna hate, like CNN's senior Don Lemon, who fired back with this.
With me tonight, exclusively, not one, not two, not even three, but four Santas. One black, one Latino, and one Filipino.
One black, one Latino, and one Filipino Santa? That reminds me of a great joke I can only tell to a white Santa. But folks, it's pretty good. I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's not my boot. But folks,
young girls, you know what I mean.
If any of you gals out there want to sit on my lap, I'll be there for you.
What do you make of
the political correctness part of our culture.
And Ron Jeremy said to me, he said, you're a fucking genius. Now you've legitimized Santa being a dirty old man. And he said, and I always see you with all these women, and you're biting their necks, or you're licking their necks, yep. or you're biting them on the boot.
Santa's in England weren't allowed to have children on their laps anymore.
Yeah.
So as not to create an image of impropriety.
Sure.
You know, and if you don't want to sit on my lap, we can work something out.
Any messages for the kids of the world?
Be good if you can't be good.
The journalist who's chosen.
Danger than Santa being from the wrong race. He might be from the master race, because Germany has laid claim to Father Christmas, arguing that he has German origins and is in danger of being sidelined by America's Santa Claus. Wow. Oh, Germany going after Santa? Looks like someone didn't learn their lesson about invading the Poles. I tell you what right now, folks.
Taking the political correctness too far, replacing Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays across our entire American culture. Who better to ask than a man who has helped Santa Claus 365 days a year?
That's right.
So.
Everybody out there, listen, Furious George here, circling back in, orbiting around, and about the studio, WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Carboro. And that there in the background, some DJ Clammy Clams. And we started with some Furious Fly Low, some other good stuff, Two Fresh Beats, and other stuff. I'm Furious George. I do this every Thursday around 10 o'clock. And we're still hungover from all the holiday mess. So we're going to have fun with some of that, some craziness. We're still got a little bit more party season upon us, people. So get ready for New Year's. And also, more importantly, thanks for supporting Micropower Radio. You can check out Furious G at furiousg.blogspot.com or go to WCOMLP Chapel Carboro. That's WCOMFM.org. Lots of good stuff going on. I do this every Thursday because it's fun and rewarding. Hope you enjoy what you're listening to. I'm Furious.
Century when a Munich magazine published a drawing of a grim-looking man in a hooded coat carrying a Christmas tree through the snow. Bad news, Germany, that's not a beloved Christmas symbol. That's just a homeless guy, okay? He thinks the tree is his wife.
Santa is white. Santa is white. Jesus was a white man, too.
Critics who say that you've become more of a spokesman for Edward Snowden.
I think that's
ludicrous is what I say to that. Every journalist has an agenda. We're on MSNBC now where close to 24 hours a day, the agenda of President Obama and the Democratic Party are promoted, defended, glorified. The agenda of the Republican Party is undermined. That doesn't mean that the people who appear on MSNBC aren't journalists. They are. I think every journalist has a viewpoint. My viewpoint is very clear. I don't hide it. It's that I think what Edward Snowden did is very admirable and heroic. But at the same time, the ultimate... The test of a journalist is what you publish accurate and reliable? And I think with regard to every story that we publish over the last 6 months, there hasn't been a single correction made to any of them. Very few have been called into question. And I think that's the ultimate question when it comes to, is this journalism?
Well, I think the point is not so much about MSNBC and what happens here, but more that sometimes when you talk about Edward Snowden, you do defend him.
String like a broke guitar, and he still put it down like the family dog. Yeah, I murdered some, murdered one. Explain it all, Ferguson. We ain't gotta sing the same old love song. Cut a white girl with the same black gloves on. Yeah, what you saying to it? Old money, look, no money, don't do it. Make her turn around in they lane like a UA, and I'm only looking back if I'm looking at her booty, at her booty. What's the rationale? They wanna smoke niggas when they black them out, so we act it out.
Can I have some? Hashtag niggas be like, put a plus 18 on an Evite. And I said what I felt, no rewrite. Nah, they can't hold me. June, July, drop something. I double dare you, I mark summers. I scorch winters, I burn autumns. Gut niggas so Kurt Vonner. L. Vonner, got a crush on her. I gotta wait in line for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got a rhyme with that. Too true like it's 2 Chainz. Blue blood like you both gangs.
Where we were, kind of thing, bet you'd fall all alone.
turns to winter across this nation. Many millions converge in centers of worship, large and small, to celebrate and give thanks to a familiar God.
Father Christmas is white, so he could team up with Santa Claus, forming a kind of axis of racial purity.
To get for this year's war on Christmas? Tired of those Marxists pushing their anti-capitalist ideology? Well, you can thank God, because Jesus Rebranded is on sale now. Help put the capitalism back in Christmas. Push his sacred heart and hear what the new rebranded Jesus has to say.
Capitalism is the reason for the season. You can serve both God and money. Go forth and profit. Go sell your possessions and use the money to start a growing, profitable business. Come, follow me. The love of money is at the root of all successful entrepreneurs. If they're hungry, sell them something to eat. Thirsty, sell them something to drink. Sick and in prison, privatize them. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to catch a break under Obama. Blessed are you who are rich, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. We don't call it a kingdom for nothing. Yea, do unto others as you want to do unto them. Verily, the first shall be first and the last last. Why do you think they're called first and last?
Jesus Rebranded, as seen on cable news and talk radio outlets nationwide. Putting the capitalism back in Christmas.
It's the reason for the season.
Jesus Rebranded, available at a glorious capitalist retail outlet near you. Created by Archangel St. Adam Smith. Buy yours today. With the people you love. But don't forget who's watching to make sure you're not being naughty.
You better watch out. You better not Skype. You better log out. Yeah, you better not type. The NSA is coming to town. You They're making a list, they're checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. They see when you are sleeping, they hear while you're awake. They know who you call and who you write, so encrypt for goodness sake. With Congress in the dark and a cloak and dagger court, we're looking for answers and they're coming up short. The NSA is coming to town. They're making a list, checking it twice. They're watching almost every electronic device. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town. The NSA is coming to town.
Together, we can find a better balance. End mass surveillance and remind the government that if it really wants to know how we feel, asking is always cheaper than spying.
Joining me now is Glenn Greenwald, the investigative journalist who broke the Snowden leak story. He is now with a newly forming First Look Media. Now, Glenn, you're one of the few people who knows Snowden. I got to know him very well before all of this came out on your website. You've had contact with him. What do you think is the message that he was trying to get across, and what's your take on it?
Well, from the beginning, he's always felt an obligation to account to the public for what it is that he did and why he did it. He didn't want to be in the spotlight, which is why he stayed off television for 6 months, because he wanted the focus to be on the NSA, but he does feel an obligation to answer to the public. And what he essentially wanted to say is that in a democracy, it is vital that we know the most important and most profoundly consequential acts of the government is engaging in, and he stepped forward in order to inform people about what was taking place so that they can make the choice about what kind of state they want to live in.
Individual, but you are also a member of a global community. Most important of all, you are a consumer. As a member of this community, it is your duty to consume.
My name is John Stewart. Our guest tonight, we're very excited.
On the top, you may recall, if you've seen our program last week, we had a little spirited fun with Fox News personality Megyn Kelly. We're really scamps. And her response to a columnist's suggestion that maybe Santa Claus could be a color other than white.
For all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. Santa is what he is, and just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it.
See? Like most debates, it started by giving you the definitive answer first.
You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda.
And people who saw this segment or read about it expressed an opinion that what she said was wrong and inexplicably defensive, oddly definitive for a discussion of a fictional character. And people thought it was like really up. That was actually The Economist's take on it. But on Friday, Ms. Kelly took to the airwaves to clear things up.
In kicking off the lighthearted segment, I offered a tongue-in-cheek message for any kids watching, saying that Santa, who I joked is a real person whose race is identifiable, is white. An offhand jest I made has now become a national firestorm. Humor is a part of what we try to bring to this show, but sometimes that is lost on the humorless. And Fox News and yours truly are big targets
for many people.
I guess we all owe you an apology. What appeared to me to be another example of a Fox News segment expressing anger and victimization over the loss of absolute power and reframing that as persecution of real America by minorities, freeloaders, and socialists. That's trademarked, by the way.
Santa is white. Santa is white. Jesus was a white man too. Saying Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays across our entire American culture. Who better to ask than a man who has helped Santa Claus 365 days a year?
What I learned about the true meaning of Christmas, that's the name of the book. Santa, if you will, I understand you don't like to say Happy Holidays. Why?
Well, you know, actually, I wish people always had happy holidays, but I tend to be a little bit more specific. I can't find any reference where Santa's ever said anything other than Merry Christmas.
Why? Because the system would collapse if you stopped spending.
Though the war on Christmas has become a rote observance, devoid of all its original spiritual meaning. Even its most ardent proponents have seen doubt creep in.
Now, a lot of people, for whatever reason, will look at this interview today and they'll say, Gretchen Carlson and Doreen Costa are nuts, okay? They're so nuts because they think that there's this made-up war on Christmas. We're not nuts, are we? There is a war on Christmas.
As a general rule, if you're trying to tell whether you and one other person are nuts, ask a third person. Clip again, in that context, we'll all be able to find it as humorous as it was sincerely intended to be.
For all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. Jesus was a white man too. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change.
Oh, I get it.
Doesn't mean it has to change.
The system that runs your country relies on you being a good consumer. This film will show you how. A good consumer is always buying new products. When he is not buying, he is working hard, earning money so that he can fund future consumption. Remember, the golden rule of consumption is to concentrate on buying the things that you want as opposed to the things that you really need. And there are lots of organizations working hard to ensure your shopping list is full. The good consumer follows fashion. Fashion is always changing. And the consumer must change with it. Fashion is important because it tells us when to replace outdated products with new ones. Most commonly, these changes occur at the turn of every season. Read magazines and newspapers on a regular basis. They will keep you abreast of new trends and help you to decide which new products are best. Celebrities are setting the fashions of tomorrow. Pay attention to what they say. Men, it is acceptable for you to follow fashion too. Don't be embarrassed to follow the same routines as your partners. You'll know when you are falling behind on fashion because you will begin to look out of place. You will begin to feel as if you no longer fit in. The consequences of this can be devastating, not just for the economy, but for your own well-being. The good consumer avoids falling out of fashion at all costs.
Nuts, okay? They're so nuts because they think that there's this made-up war on Christmas. We're not nuts,
it's
are we?
Nuts.
There is a war on
no.
Christmas.
As a general rule, if you're trying to tell whether you and one other person are nuts, ask a
third person. Preferably someone outside the asylum. But since you asked the question, am I nuts to think there's a war on Christmas, it's only polite for me to offer you a resounding yes, you're nuts.
Household brands are your friends. Their factories work around the clock to ensure that the shops are stocked full of things for you to buy. Brands are such efficient producers that the choices are endless. Choice is good. But if you find that choice bewildering, you can trust your favorite brands to make the choice for you. They know what's best.
New Bauer, everyone.
Shaking what they mama gave me.
We'll be right back. Christmas time, we take a moment to reflect on the important events of the last year. Let's see. My husband Homer and I have never been happier. Our marriage is as solid as the union between your David Beckham and Posh Spice. He did? With his assistant? That's so sad.
For choosing one. ABC 15's Ryan Cummings is live in the newsroom with more on how things really got heated, Ryan, during the holidays. This woman was simply ringing a bell.
Katie, she was working for the Salvation Army at one of their red kettles trying to get donations when she says she apparently said the wrong thing at the wrong time.
I was ringing the bell saying happy holidays.
Christina Vindiola was outside this Walmart on 91st Avenue in Thomas a couple of days ago when those words struck the wrong chord.
The lady looked at me. I thought she was going to come and put money in the candle. She came up to me and she said, "Do you believe in God?"
Happy holidays quickly turned into a war on words.
Santa is white. Santa is white. Jesus was a white man too.
You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda.
powered community-based radio. Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tú quiero que mi huevo, si papi mores, espero chuparse puto pendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this, and I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche on guard. Two pay drop and a two just pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 bitch, that. She wants some more of this, I give her more of this, I owe her this. In fact, I know she missed the way I flow at this. I'm focused, I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. In focus and slow it down, down. Alright, let me blow this bitch, I'm famous. I blame this on you, cash in the paper, hang, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, here with no power steering. Ah, oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that. Oh, oh, color greens, 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that. Oh, 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 damn, yeah, shit, can shit, stop this, yeah, yeah, with the shit, hey. Oh, 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 damn, with the shit, yeah, lift that, lift that, down with the shit. Bummy nigga oh, famous, oh, yeah, straight yeah, from the bottom, broke niggas hate it, yeah, still yeah, never robbed them guns in the basement. Function on fire, burn the roof off this month of sight. What is calling? Go crazy like no other weed, steady blowing. Pass the bud to my mama, runs in the family. But puff, keep a nigga fiending. Faded, 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 right? Shot glass, super size, she gon' get some dick tonight. Meet me at the W, and no, it's not the west side. Stick it up your south side. Spin that on my daughter's shoes. Smoking weed and drinking, all the college students loving you. We gon' turn it out until the neighbors wanna party too. Oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that. Oh, oh, collard greens, 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that. Oh, 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 damn, yeah, shit, can't shoot, stop this, yeah, yeah, with the shit, hey. Oh, oh,
hey everybody, look, this is the Furious George Show, and we're having some fun here tonight. Hope you're enjoying what you're listening to. There was some crazy Schoolboy Q collard greens with Kendrick Lamar and some other relatively new hip-hop, plus some crazy underground stuff. Bam! Like this. Comes off some fun stuff from compilation I got with the Two Fresh Beat Boys in Asheville. Men, those men, and also we're playing lots of other crazy underground hip-hop and spotlighting the crazy war on sanity. So if you're hearing what I'm saying, check out furiousg.blogspot.com. we do it all the time here to defend the sane. Planet Earth is about to be recycled. Listen, thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. This is WCOM FM, LPFM, as in low power Micropower Radio. The show may have been offensive. I'm going to send you away some more craziness, and we'll keep the fun Micropower beats going all night long. Don't you worry. I'll be back soon. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious!
fight you was at, this got a couple licks in, sure, but I was like, bitch! Man, I put the pussy on the chain wax.
Pussy on the chain wax. Is that a thing?
Well, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that's something.
Okay.
Yeah, I put the pussy on the chain wax.
Pussy on the chain wax.
I still put that pussy on the chain wax.
I just Google pussy on the chain wax. No results.
Man, why are you Googling?
No, I'm just saying, pussy on the chain wax, not an expression.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, thank you. It's something, Leo. Yeah.
What does it mean then?
What does it mean? I'll tell you what it means.
It
means that. Is that you put the pussy on the chain wax?
Pussy on the chain wax!
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 Act like y'all know what it is, okay? Have either the two of you, have you ever said the words pussy on the chain wax in any context?
Us? He talking to you, man. He ain't talking to me.
Hey, man, it's not our fault that you ain't never put that pussy on the chain wax!
No one can put the pussy on the chain wax, because pussy on the chain wax ain't a thing. You trying to start a thing, aren't you?
What? I mean, what are you talking about trying to start a thing?
A thing. Like, off the hook.
You know what I'm saying? And fact-check my ass.
You keep saying some shit that doesn't exist, and you got thing one and thing two corroborating your story like it does. And you, why are you lying then? It's bullshit.
Bodhi. Why do you care so much whether I made up pussy on the chain wax? I lost my job. My girl left me. And all I wanted to do was have a little bit of fun with my friends today. So why do you have to belittle me like that?
It's just that I...
Yeah?
I'm just trying to say...
What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that I want to put the pussy on the chain wax!
He did it! He put the pussy on the chain wax!
It's gonna be kicking hard cause it's ugly. This beat will knock your ass down cause it's ugly. Hey, we rolling through your town looking ugly. And we moving all around looking ugly. And we moving all around, moving all around. And we moving all around looking ugly.
Christmas abolishing story you and your merry band of persecution-seeking researchers can scour the wires to turn up. The rest of us can't swing a dead elf without knocking over an inflatable snow globe or a giant blinking candy cane. For God's sakes! Fox News itself is located in Midtown Manhattan, the epicenter of all that is godless, secular, gay, Jewy, and hellbound. And yet, even here, all around your studio, it looks like Santa's balls exploded.
That is a hypothesis.
Was a white man too.
Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change.
Go celebrate the last day of 2013 and ring in the new year at 14,000.
He tells us to buy now and pay later. He tempts us with promises of endless credit as he leads us down the path to eternal debt.
Tis the season to be shopping.
There's just one more thing you have to do before the end of the year, and that is shop yourself silly.
We're saying, you know, look, we can't just let the terrorists win and just stay home.
Millions of Americans are hitting the stores.
Tradition on this Black Friday is get out and shop until you drop.
We used to be a nation of producers and are now a nation of consumers. American stores could already fit every man, woman, and child in North America, South America, and Europe inside them at one time.
Toys, Elmo, and PlayStation 3.
We love Elmo.
Hot gadgets, appliances, toys.
What's a gift for you guys?
Flat panel TVs are big this year.
We have to have that, or it won't be a happy holiday.